Good evening, SCV football fans, and welcome to tonight's broadcast of SCV football. Yes, I am broadcasting. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Low Definition Television, a line I've used many times before. Low Definition Television. Sometimes it just looks better without the detail. Tonight we have four newbies and a very good player. We all know who the good one is, so thus the good one will sit out, and we will get this game underway.
Dot dot.
Those dot dots brought to you by the Lousy Dot Cheesy Foundation. Sometimes two dots say more than you.
Very good.
This match brought to you by Meow Mix. I want chicken, I want liver. Meow Mix, please deliver.
So therefore, I will focus my attention on the other exciting match between Sniper and Zorak. And it looks like it's going to be an easy start for Mr. Zorak, as he has a 7-0 lead. Sniper has his forces regrouped and are now cutting back the other way across the middle of the map. His SCV with the ball is going in a nice diagonal fashion towards the top right. However, and his SCV with the ball does an excellent job killing a couple blockers, and his SCV is dancing towards the bottom of the map. Going back to the top, trying to find a way to deke through Zorak's defenses. Up and down, and through. Sniper ties the game up at 7 apiece. And Sniper has just said GG already. Zorak's got his forces in a clump right in the center of the map. And his SCV with the ball now, and now they decide to spread out, and his SCV with the ball is now immediately below the face-off circle. And his SCV now with the ball, however, has it stolen from him, and Sniper's cutting back the other way. His SCV with the ball in the lead, doing a little bit of dancing, and is going to dance for a touchdown. 14-7 in the favor of everybody's favorite British guy. Yes, a line I haven't used in ages. For good reason. Zorak's got the ball going back towards the top of the map. He has a group of 7 SCVs. It looked like he had an opening, however, he decided not to take it. Just because he decided to take an opening just like that. His SCV with the ball was destroyed, but his other SCV took the ball. An excellent pass to tie the game up at 14 apiece. Sniper decides to take the SCV with the ball going towards the top of the map. However, Zorak steals it right back and is now going back the same exact way immediately at the top of the map. Decides to cut back towards the bottom, and Sniper does an excellent job with his 5 SCVs in defense and takes it back. Sniper's now at the halfway point. Juking. Who cares? This is SCV football. I can make up terminology if I want to. Sniper's got the ball cutting magically through Zorak's forces to take a 21-14 lead.
What the hell?
Sniper with a bit of hot dogging.
Yeah, it looks like Zorak wants some chili on that hot dog. Anyway, yeah, a little punchy. Lame jokes, too. Zorak's got the ball. About the 5-yard line of snipers. His SCV with the ball kills one of the blockers and sits at the goal line without scoring.
Wow.
What a disappointing play for Mr. Zorak. Zorak is in shock, and he leaves the game just as well. And that is your conclusion of that game at 28-14. Our next matchup, if I can regain my composure, is between Rambit and Killa Ace. Rambit is in the red, going from left to right across your computer monitor, with Killa Ace in the blue, going from right to left.
I might just leave the game.
Rambit's got the SCV with the ball, cutting back into Killa Ace's base, and shockingly, and I mean shockingly, Rambit is in the lead, 7-0. Killa Ace has his SCV with the ball in the back with a ton of blockers. Ramvid's forces are bottled up. Killa Ace ties it up at 7 apiece. Ramvid sends out his group of 4 SCVs. His 1 SCV with the ball, however, was immediately killed, but the SCV decides to dance through through the pathway and magically is stopped at the goal line. Apparently today is a night not for people to score, I guess, at the goal line. Just ask Zorak. Killa Ace has the SCV.
You bastard.
Killa Ace with the... Yeah, Killa Ace is going back and he's going to score to make it 14-7. Rambit looks like he's in trouble. His SCV with the ball decides to stop. Now he decides to keep going. His SCV with the ball is now right at the face-off circle. Tries to sneak through a pathway that was formed by Kill Ace's blockers. He does, but it looks like he's going to get bottled up right there about his own 5-yard line. And Kill Ace is cutting back the other way with his entire force. His SCV with the ball decided to cut up. However, Kill Ace destroyed all of Ramvid's blockers except for the two that are behind. Kill Ace gets rid of them as well. And Ramvid's going to have no chance of getting him. 21-7 in the favor of Killa Ace. Ramvid's got his forces now cutting back in the middle of the map. His SCV with the ball going towards the top. Sneaks through one path that Killa Ace formed. Tries to sneak through a second, but is completely bottled up by a group of about 5 SCVs. And Killa Ace is cutting back the other way. Killa Ace has got the ball. And it looks like he completely deked the entire group of Ram's forces. And is going to take the game. With that score, 28-7, Killa Ace wins. And the love is felt everywhere. Sniper is in the brown for our next match, going to try to avenge Ramvid's loss. Of course, Killa Ace is still in the blue, going from right to left across your computer monitor. The two forces are at the middle, and the scrum ensues. Sniper SCV had the ball for just a second, but Killa Ace decides to steal it right back. Sniper only has two SCVs in defense. That's not going to help him. Killa Ace scores 7-0 in the favor of Killa Ace. Here comes Sniper back the other way. He's going to have to do a little bit more dancing, or perhaps hopes that Killa Ace forgets how to score in this game to win. However, it looks like Sniper heard my message and decided to score on his own to make it a 7-7 tie. Killa Ace has his one SCV with the ball, only with two blockers this time. Tried to sneak through a path formed by his own blockers, but that was stopped cold. And Sniper's cutting back the other way. He has got two SCVs leading the SCV with the ball. His SCV with the ball has tried to dance through, but Killa Ace was not going to fall for that. And Killa Ace is now cutting back along the middle of the map with his group of blockers. The one rogue was destroyed quickly from Killa Ace. And Killa Ace looks like he's got an opening at the top, but no. Sniper finds a way with his one at lone SCV up there at the top and is now cutting back the other way with his entire force. His SCV with the ball is waiting patiently to try to get a hole. And it looks like a hole is there if he takes it. And he does! 14-7 in the favor of everybody's favorite British guy. Here comes Killa Ace back along the top of the map with 5 SCVs. His SCV with the ball decides to wait for some help. Cuts back towards the bottom of the map, sneaks through a beautiful path that was formed by his blockers. Sniper's one SCV tried to stop him, but it did not work. The goal line trick did not work this time for Sniper. Of course, he calls BS, but in reality, it is now a 14-14 tie. Sniper's got his SCV with the ball, and looks like Killa Ace did an excellent job playing aggressive there and steals it right from Sniper. And his SCV with the ball looks like he's got a favorable position to take the 21-14 lead, and sure enough, there it is. Sniper is now down. But he's not out yet. Well, okay, maybe he is, but I gotta make it dramatic after all. However, his one SCV with the ball did a good job killing 6 of Killa Ace's SCVs. Killa Ace, however, with the 7 steals it right back from Mr. Sniper. And the lone SCV is now dancing, looking like taunting for a second, but in reality, he's just waiting for blockers. Sneaks through one path, but Sniper finds a way to stop him. 21-14. Killa Ace, however, steals the ball calmly back from Sniper and scores to win the game 28-14. So now, the battle between the British guy and Ramvid. Sniper will be going from left to right across your computer monitor with Ram in the red going from right to left. Sniper gets to the ball first, tries to pull off the SD maneuver of getting to the ball first and scoring immediately, and pulls it off. But no! He moved back! He had the score, but he decides to go back the other way completely. That is what they call a choke job. A big one, too. However, Sniper's very patiently waiting, kills off Ram's forces, and gets the score anyway, right at the top of the map, to make it 7-0 in the favor of our one and only British guy. Ramvid's got his SCV with the ball cutting back the other way. His SCV is now waiting for a pathway to get through Sniper's force of 5. Instead, he decides to run into one of Sniper's 5 SCVs, and the SCV now and the ball are in the control of Sniper. Sniper does a little bit of dancing up and down and through to make it a 14-0 score. And that even got a wow from Killa Ace. Ramvid's got a group of five SCVs now cutting back right in the middle of the map. Sniper, however, calmly steals it from Ramvid again. Destroys the couple of rogue defenders. Dances up to the top. Ramvid has no defense there. And there's another score for our British guy. 21-0 for Sniper. Ramvid's cutting back the other way again with five SCVs. His SCV with the ball, however, has very minimal support and is clearly outnumbered. However, his SCV is trying to sneak through a path to score, and he will. 21-7 now. Ramvid's got a long ways to go, but he still has a slight chance. Sniper's got the SCV with the ball, cutting towards the bottom map. It looks like he's going to take an easy upward route to the winning score. There you go. 28-7, Sniper wins this game. Thus, setting up a rematch between the Sniper and Killa Ace. Sniper is in the brown again, going from left to right, versus Killa Ace in the blue, going from right to left across your computer monitor. And the two forces are at the middle. It looked like Sniper attempted to do the same maneuver, but Killa Ace was not going to fall for that. And Killa Ace comes out of the scrum with the ball and also has six blockers ahead of it. Sniper did an excellent job blocking, however, right about his own, about 5 yards from his goal line. He's now cutting back the other way. He's just crossed midfield. But his SCV decides to cut behind three of Killa Ace's blockers, but does not matter. And Sniper's going to score. Quite an impressive little move from Sniper, finding a way to sneak through and around Killa Ace's forces. Killa Ace's SCV with the ball, however, is now cutting back the other way, and it looks like he's going to have an easy score here if he wants it. And there it is. 7-all in this deciding game. Here comes Sniper back the other way. He's got a group of SCVs leading off the one with the ball. It looks like he does have a path if he wants it at the top. Can he get to the top? He had it, but he decided to cut back into the blocker. Not a wise move in this game. And Killa Ace is now back the other way, deep in Sniper's territory. And it looks like he's gonna score. You might have just seen the backbreaker in this tournament right there. 14-7 in the favor of Killa Ace. Here comes Sniper back right down the middle. He looks pissed. At least his SCVs are acting pissed. And what do you know, it actually worked. Sniper ties the game up at 14-all. And of course, Sniper is crying foul. Killa Ace has the ball about very deep in Sniper's territory. And Killa Ace does an excellent job destroying the defenders of Sniper to take a 21-14 lead. Here cuts Sniper back along the middle of the map, his SCVs. Waiting for the blockers to destroy the forces of Killa Ace. Looks like Sniper was trying to get to the top corner, but he doesn't. Killa Ace stops him a good 20 yards away from his goal line, and here comes Killa Ace trying to take the winning score right along the top of the map. Sniper does an excellent job defending that. So what does Killa Ace do? He just goes completely around them all to take the win and the tournament. 28-14, Killa Ace wins over Sniper in this championship match. And all I'm